When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So if you are a human being who exists in the world, you probably know that today is Valentine's Day. Now, regardless of your views on Valentine's Day, some people, I think it makes them a little angry. Others, it makes them shockingly happy. But regardless of your views, it is Valentine's Day. And one of the things I like to do on this show, when there is a topic that I'm not particularly qualified or comfortable really speaking on, is highlight other people, the experts, the people who know what they're doing in particular spaces. And as it relates to love, dating, relationships, really building strong communication between partners and building something that lasts, there's no one I can think of that is better than Damona Hoffman. Damona Hoffman has been featured by OWN magazine, so Oprah's magazine. She's been featured on numerous TV shows across the nation, the United States. She's also a former TV host herself, and she's the host of the Dates and Mates show, which is both a podcast and a live show that publishes on Facebook every Thursday and on the podcast every Monday. So for today's episode, I wanted to highlight her recent Valentine's Day themed episode because I think she does a much better job at bringing value to this topic than I would be able to do. So without further ado, I'm going to play a portion of her episode. But if you want to hear the rest of it, if you want to hear the full episode, do a search for her show, Dates and Mates by Damona Hoffman. You'll find it's a big pink cover. Dates and Mates. Do a full search for her show to listen to the full thing. And be sure to subscribe and let her know I sent you.
What does his text mean?
So frustrating.
Maybe he's just not that into me.
I've always been bad at
flirting. How can I get her attention?
I'm ready for marriage.
I just want somebody to share my life.
Is this a relationship?
Modern love made simple. This is Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman.
Hello, lovers. Welcome to a very special episode of Dates and Mates. I'm your host, certified dating coach, Damona Hoffman, and I am here to make modern love simple, simple for you. Valentine's Day is coming, and I know you're stressed. I feel your stress. And if you're staring down the possibility of spending another Valentine's Day single, I want you to know I feel your frustration. And today I want to give you tips on how you can turn your love life around quickly, by the way, and how you can also celebrate your singlehood to make this your best Valentine's Day yet. Joining me for this very special episode is PBS television love expert, psychologist, and best-selling author, Dr. Diana Kirshner. Dr. Diana has appeared on The Today Show, Good Morning America, Access Hollywood, and in the New York Times. Her best-selling dating book, Love in 90 Days, just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and it's being re-released with bonus content to help you find love in 90 days. Please give big smooches to Dr. Diana Kirshner.
Thank you so much, Damona. Thank you so much.
All right. Love in 90 days. The clock is ticking. And I know a lot of people, I've been coaching singles for a long time as well. And a lot of people are feeling really hopeless right now. But you've seen that with your methods, people can turn their love lives around really quickly. I've seen all of your success stories. So can you give us the basic tenets of the Love in 90 Days method?
Okay. Well, number one is understanding what I call your deadly dating patterns. And these are the self-sabotaging patterns that you do over and over and over again. You know, you wind up in the same position. You're dumped, you're getting crumbs, or you're someone leaves you or betrays you, you know, is cheating on you. You know, this is something you've got to understand. You have to understand what your pattern is and essentially break free of it. Number two is to actually develop what I call your high value diamond self-identity. And that's where you really feel like you deserve a fantastic amazing partner and relationship. Number three is to actually do what I call a dating program of three, where you casually see three women or guys, and you're doing it casually. You're not getting too involved too quickly.
Whoa, wait, hold on a second, Dr. Diana, because a lot of people now are telling me that they are dating casually with dating apps. The speed of dating has increased, hasn't it?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah. And so they're finding that they're dating three people, but the other person's dating three people, and the three people that they're dating are dating three more people, and everybody's dating everybody, and nobody's committing. Is this a problem that you're seeing out there in the dating world as well?
Yes. Definitely. That is going on. But you got to screen those people. Those three people that you're going to take on, they have to meet three criteria. Okay. Number one, they're crazy about you. That's number one. They're crazy about you. They know that you're amazing and special. Number two, they're willing to grow, right? So they're going to stretch because if they're crazy about you, they're going to stretch in order to be able to be with you. Number three is that they have soulmate potential. Okay. They have the same values, the same goals, the same dreams as you do. So you want to very quickly sort these through these other people who are passing through. You're swiping on and they're just passing through. They're just passing through. Your idea is initially to rule people out because you want to rule out those people who are not crazy about you.
I completely agree.
You want to rule them out.
I completely agree. Yet I do hear this sort of panic from people. What if I rule out the wrong one? What do you say to those folks?
Well, the right one will hang in there even when you try to rule them out. Why? Because they're crazy about you. So they're going to fight for you, right? They're going to fight for you.
I mean, I believe in that. And I believe that people are still able to make a connection. My listeners know I'm a huge fan of online dating and dating apps. That's how I met my husband. And that's one of the primary tenets of my dating system. But what I'm seeing now is so many more people have flooded the dating app and online dating market that there are a lot of folks there that aren't really serious about finding a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with apps. I mean, there are people who are basically playing games. They're playing games to see how many people like them. They're just passing time, you know, absolutely.
Are there any guideposts or red flags then that you tell people to look out for that can help you separate those that are just there to play from those who really want to be in love in 90 days?
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing that's really telling is whether they're willing to actually talk on the phone or they're just texting back and forth. A serious person wants to actually get to know you and they want to hear your voice or they want to see you. They're immediately interested, you know, even if you're a millennial and the millennials tend to only text, the really serious ones will want to actually connect more.
I personally believe in the phone call. I do feel, however, there's definitely a difference in opinion. And as you said, millennials, they don't want to spend time on the phone. And in a way, it's an imposition.
Phone, mm-hmm.
But I do feel that there is value that you get out of hearing someone's voice. And I'm really big into tapping into your own intuition as well. Mm-hmm. When you hear someone's voice, you can tell, is this someone that I want to spend an hour, maybe an hour and a half of my life with, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can hear the ebb and flow. You can feel the vibe. You know, if they're timing, they're pacing, the quality of the voice is something that attracts you or not.
Yeah.
And then also, you could also Skype or FaceTime to rule them out, you know.
Yes, that's very popular right now. I have my own feelings about Skype and FaceTime, but I would just say if you're going to Skype or FaceTime, make sure that you prepare yourself the way you would for a date because you don't get a second chance to make that first impression.
Yes, perfect. Yes, right on.
In the book, you also talk about building your own self-confidence and you mentioned a little bit about having that mindset of self-worth. And being able to bring something into the relationship, not just looking outward for who's that person that matches me, but what am I putting into it? Do you have any exercises or techniques that you recommend when someone is coming into the process needing to boost that up a bit?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of exercises called, these exercises are around the diamond self-identity. You know, what's really interesting is that the part of the brain that is, that represents you is not a static kind of part, you know, neural net that's set in stone. It's actually changing all the time. You can actually deliberately affect that. And one of the simplest exercises we do is that we have people give themselves a nickname. And when they give themselves a nickname, Beloved Mighty Isis, Amazing Grace, Vivacious Vixen, Captain Jack.
It sounds a little silly, but it works, huh?
I'm telling you, it may sound a little silly, but it's very powerful. You know, celebrities name themselves all the time. You know, they name themselves, right? And what happens? They're confident, right? They're in this persona. They're in this deliberately created self that is fun, that is, you know, got charisma, that's got mojo. Well, here's the thing. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. And even though initially it may seem silly or strange, what happens is, you know, if you really allow yourself to get into it, it's very, very interesting because you got the vibe. You got it going on.
Dr. Diana, I want to know, what's your secret code name?
Okay. My name is the Radiant Beacon of Loving Guidance.
Ah, and that's what you're doing here today on Dates and Mates. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You also talk about creating more love in our lives. What is meant by that?
Well, you know, the thing is that here's the strange thing. In a love relationship, it can be better than you ever imagined. That's the weirdest part of it all. It can be better than you imagine, better than your dream, right?
Oh, I believe it. I'm living it.
Yes. Isn't that the truth, Damona? Isn't that the truth?
It is. And I couldn't have drawn this relationship if I tried. It was beyond my comprehension at the time when I entered into it.
Yeah, exactly. You do what you need to do. You show willingness to the universe. You show willingness by jumping out there, by taking risks, right? And then the universe rewards you. It will reward you if you keep on going and you don't quit before the miracle. If you keep on going, the universe often gives you something that's amazing. You know, I am married and I'm more in love with my husband than I've ever been.
Tears. I love it. That's wonderful to hear. And it's really inspiring, especially on Valentine's Day, to know that love, when you stick through it, and you're with the right person, it really can blossom and grow. I do want to address the fact, though, that not everybody is in that dream relationship. And I'm sure there are some people listening to this with Valentine's Day approaching saying, well, I'm with somebody, but I feel like this relationship is not filling me up in that way. How do you know if your current partner really measures up to that great love?
Well, you know, I mentioned the three criteria about selecting someone, and you can actually look at somebody you're with and say, look, is this person really crazy about me? If they don't appreciate me, you know, and think I'm fantastic and, you know, really amazing, they're not in, it's not going to work. If they're not willing to grow, that was the second thing I mentioned, you know, they're not willing to work for making things great. It's just not going to work, you know.
Yeah, I think there's just this feeling of investment sometimes.
Yes,
of I'm already in this one, so maybe I'll try and make this square peg fit in the round hole instead of having to build a whole new peg or whatever. That was not like a sexual reference,
alone,
people.
Oh my God, this is the best I could do. And, you know, but here's the reality. You know, honestly, there's so many people. The upside of having all these people dating is that you can find a fantastic partner. Here's the statistics. 1 out of 3 marriages now start online, and those marriages are happier and they last longer. Why? Because there's a better match. There's a much better match. You can find somebody who's even better, even though it doesn't seem like you can.
I agree with you on that. Yet I know there are a lot of folks, and after the break, we have singles here in the studio with us that are probably feeling like, well, there are a lot of matches out there, but there isn't really someone for me there. I haven't found that person that I can really connect with. So in the Love in 90 Days method, you named it Love in 90 Days for a reason, and that's pretty rapid.
Yeah.
What is the big...
It really can be done in 90 days. Now, obviously, some of it depends on where you're starting. Not everybody can do it in 90 days. If you've been pretty much a hermit, you haven't been out there at all, it's going to take a little bit longer. Depends. It depends on what's been happening. But, you know, I've had people find the love of their life in 60 days. In fact, when I did my PBS TV show, the woman who was asking for money to be sent to PBS for the pledge portion, she came to me and she was in her early 50s. And she said, you know, I have to try your product. I was going to ask for money. And she had never really been married or been in a great relationship. And within 60 days, she found the great love of her life, a soulmate, and they had an amazing marriage. And that was 60 days.
What? Wow. What is the big game changer? Like, what was the difference for her in that moment? Is it the commitment to the process? Is it looking at it? Is it examining the dating patterns? What's the big game changer that shifts things for you, the people that read your book?
Well, the big game changer is actually following the step-by-step program that I mentioned. In other words, noticing the deadly dating pattern, working on the diamond self, she gave herself a beautiful diamond self name, and then getting out there to find and date those three people who are really meeting those criteria. You know, there are ways to position yourself through your profile, and there are ways to position yourself through your photos to attract just the right person, too. So you have to know how to do that as well. That's very, very important.
I would love to get into that a little bit after the break. Before we do that, I just have to address baggage. Let's just put it all out there, Dr. Diana. We all come into relationships with some kind of baggage, something that we're bringing from the last relationships, from the last heartbreak. Mm-hmm. You must have a process for healing heartbreak so that we don't continue to repeat those negative dating patterns that are causing us pain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Well, you know, the baggage, it's always great to actually have a mentor or a coach to help you process that. Because if you've been cheated on, you know, you're going to be very wary. If the person dumped you at the altar, you're going to be very wary. And it's really great to have an actual mentor or a coach to work that out with, to help you heal that is just very powerful. And that's something I highly recommend.
Great. Well, I highly recommend your book, Love in 90 Days. And speaking of coaches, I know you have additional resources as well as the book that if people go to loveinnintydays.com and purchase the book there, they'll get over $1,000 of additional resources from other coaches. And maybe that can help them find the coach. If it's not me, of course, they can find other coaches and find your method there. So I'll just repeat the website again, loveinninty, and that's the number 9 and the number 0, days with an S.com. So Dr. Diana...
They just need to click on where it says $1,000. You'll see near the top, it says $1,000 and you'll be able to get your bonus gifts.
Yes. Get those bonus gifts, people. Get on your way to find love in 90 days. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Dr. Diana is sticking around with us to give some love advice to real singles about their dating situation so they can find love, hopefully, by Valentine's Day. I'm Damona Hoffman, and we'll be back in just a moment.
So like I said, if you enjoyed that clip, if you enjoyed the show, do a quick search wherever you are listening to this for Dates and Mates. Dates and Mates by Damona Hoffman. It is a big pink artwork with a picture of her on it. Highly, highly recommend you listen to it. Listen to the full episode. The second half of this episode is actually really cool. She brings some singles, people that are currently single, into the studio, and they go through some really, really cool stuff. So I highly recommend you search Dates and Mates and go listen to that full episode. And don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you are spending some time with your loved ones, whether friends, family, or partners. Doesn't really matter. Just spend time with people you care about today. I will see you next week for Monday's episode. Talk to you soon.